Hello, I'm Jennifer from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about issues facing us all. We would like
about
to
what?
Your about issues that are facing us all. We would like to include your responses to this survey. And to begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yep.
Thank you so much. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected
nope.
official, or actively working or involved with political campaigns?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for more often? The Republicans, Democrats, or do you vote independent of a party?
Probably Republicans more.
Thank you so much. In what year were you born?
45.
Thank you. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Yes.
Thank you. And have you seen, read, or heard about this form, a report of television?
About salination?
Oh, no. If you have seen, read, or heard about this form from the previous question as a report on television?
Oh, yeah, I've heard a little bit.
Okay. Have you heard it as well attending a meeting?
Honestly, don't know.
Okay. And have you heard the report in the newspaper?
Yes.
Thank you. In the news sites or articles on the Internet?
No.
Thank you. Has this been mentioned talking with family or friends?
No.
Something that you heard on the radio?
I don't think so.
Okay. The next one, have you heard about it over Facebook or other social media?
No.
Thank you. A website you may have found?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. In your own words, please tell me what you have seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
Well, there are a lot of people that are against it, a few that are for it. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other because I haven't done a lot of research on it, so.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, I'm writing that down. Thank you so much. And has what you seen, read, or heard give you a more negative view or a more positive view of the proposed ammonia plan?
I really don't have an opinion yet.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard or of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's
okay.
The first one. Nueces County Green Ammonia?
No.
Okay. No opinion or never heard of?
Never heard of.
Thank you. The next one is Flint Hills Resources.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Do you have a positive opinion or a negative opinion about them?
I guess for the most part positive.
Strong positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is Project Yaren.
Say that again.
Yes, about Project Yaren.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not familiar.
Thank you. The next one is Port of Corpus Christi.
Ford, F-O-R-D.
Port of Corpus Christi.
Spell the first word.
P as in Paul, O-R-T as in Tom.
Oh, Port of Corpus Christi, yes.
Do you have a positive opinion or a negative opinion?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. Now the next one is Jaru.
I'm not understanding if you have to spell it.
It's Y-S in yellow, A-R-A.
I haven't heard of them.
Okay, not a problem. The next one is Oxy Energy Corporation.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Do you have a positive or a negative opinion about them?
I don't really have an opinion at all. I don't know much about them.
Okay. The next one is Enbridge.
I've heard of them. Again, don't have much of an opinion.
Okay. And the last one is Bolero.
Heard of Bolero.
Do you have a positive or a negative opinion about it?
Probably positive.
Somewhat positive or a strong positive?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Will you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Again, I haven't done enough research. I'm really not in favor of any more chemical stuff being built around here. I think we have more than enough, so I'm probably against it, I guess.
Okay, do you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of the ammonia plant and export facility of the south part of Ingleside. The first one is the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
I would be opposed to that.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Probably strongly opposed.
Okay. The next statement is that ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally and one of the two project partners. DARA has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Do you favor or oppose?
I don't know, because I really know, I have done no research, and I really know nothing about ammonia or what it does or a plant or what it's going to emit or anything else. So, you know, I really don't. I can't give you an answer that means anything because I really don't know anything about it. I just know I'm tired of all the building around here and around Portland. It's, you know. I don't think it's healthy, regardless of what they say. So,
okay. I understand. That's why we're sharing the information in case that you haven't heard about it. Based on these statements, if you will consider that as if you will be in favor, or if you still will be opposed, or if you're unsure. So, in this case, will you also be opposed or just unsure?
Probably unsure.
Okay. The next statement is that a partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure, development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Will you be in favor or opposed?
Probably opposed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is that opponents says the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Will you?
Yeah, I'd be opposed to that.
Okay. Is strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Or okay.
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is that approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured. Sequestered and then transported via a pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Will you favor this or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is that the low carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
That's nice. I would be opposed to that, too. We don't need any more crap around here.
Not a problem. That
I don't care where they put it or how they get it there.
Okay, I understand. Will you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. The next one is that in addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both JARA and Enbridge will pay sales and use taxes, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, full tax, and excise tax.
And what are you asking?
Oh, if considering this, will you still, your opinion will be to oppose for the
yes.
facility construction?
Yes, it would. Yes, it
strongly
would.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. So just to clarify, all the statements that I'm giving you is if that statement will make your opinion to be in favor or opposed of the construction. So the next one is that opponent says the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Okay, try that again. I didn't quite get it.
The opponents of the proposal says that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and
yes.
will jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents.
Right. So I would. So do I oppose it being built for that reason?
If you oppose, okay.
Yes, I would.
Now, the next one is that customers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Due to these, will you be in favor of the construction or opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. The next one is that the produce ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produce ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residents, and then it is shipped. Will you still oppose or will be in
yep.
favor?
Still okay. oppose
strongly
it.
Or
strongly? Strongly.
Thank you. The next one is that Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardships and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Will you favor or oppose?
Would I favor or oppose them doing it or still oppose it being built?
It's still oppose them being built or in favor
yep,
of
being built. Yep, sure would.
That.
Nope. Still don't want it built around here.
Okay, the next statement is that planned personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Yes, that's why we don't want it built, because there will probably be an incident. I don't care how well trained they are. If you've got one, you've got one, so...
Thank you.
Nope.
The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants.
Okay. Still opposed to it.
Okay. It's still strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. The next one is that Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the tax commissions of environmental quality and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public.
Still would be opposed, still strongly.
Okay, the next one is that the proposal...
I think you can just put that on all of them. That's not going to change.
I understand. I need to give you this payment to make sure
okay.
of that. No worries. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars secured in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
Still oppose.
Okay. The next one is that ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
That's nice. Still opposed.
Okay. The next one is that the opponent said the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
Still opposed.
Okay, and the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
No, thank you. Still
okay.
opposed.
Thank you. Now, the next one, will you favor or oppose?
How many more of these are there?
Oh, you're almost finished, actually.
Okay, I'm trying to watch the president speak, and so it's kind of a weird time to call, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, will you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located in the southern edge of Ingleside?
Yes.
Strongly opposed?
Yep.
Okay. In your own words, please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant and export facility.
Because we just don't need any more chemical plants in this area. Let somebody else share the joy.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was the last part after?
I said let somebody else share the joy of having these things around them. I think we have our fair share here.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Give me just a second. Okay. Got it. And the next one. Now, just a few more questions to make sure that we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
Thank you. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Self-employed, in your own business?
Self-employed.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you have an Instagram account?
I'm sorry?
Do you have an Instagram account?
I'm not understanding what word you're using.
Is a social media Instagram?
No.
Okay. Do you have an X account? The one that used to be Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No, I don't, because I don't live there.
Okay, and do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, and do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you or part?
Sure don't. Nope.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was basically it. I really appreciate your time taking the survey with me today and hope you enjoy the rest of what you're doing right now.
Well, I don't know how much I'll enjoy it, but I'll see and watch it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay,
so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye-bye.